KE over at CW18 and My24. And so I'm very excited about this series. I know it's not new, but there's two new episodes that are coming this month. And so I'd love to hear more about the topics and kind of what those conversations and what people can look for in those episodes.
Great. Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about them. I'm really excited. Next episode that we have coming up, it will air next Monday. And that'll be the first premiere of it. Then it'll air again during the week. People can get the information on the times they air on the CW18 My24 websites. But the thing I love about doing the show is that it really takes on the tough conversation that we need to have about race, but it does it in a way where we learn things.
Yeah.
We understand what some of the issues are, but most importantly, in every episode, you will also learn about someone who's doing something about it, someone who's part of the solution, someone who wants to see things move forward and for the community to get better for all of this. I'm a firm believer in the fact that we can't leave groups of people behind and expect our community to reach its fullest potential. And so tackling these issues, talking about them, getting people thinking about them and seeing what we can do in our individual lives, I think is just really important. And kudos to CW18 and My24 for really being the only broadcast station to really devote prime time to discussing this local issue.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember when I first started working with Steve over there and him saying the commitment. And I mean, because it is. And especially in a time where I think there was so much energy around conversations around race, not the show, the actual action, yes, of having conversations about race in 2020. In the wake of George Floyd's murder, I think the conversations that were happening at companies, making dedications to trying to do better. And now, 2 years later, the energy does not feel quite as strong as it was. And it feels like, was the actual commitment there? And so the fact that there still is something like these conversations getting prime time that are local in a city that year after year that's considered the worst place to raise a black child. And so what are some of the topics that or the stories that you're telling in these two new episodes?
So there's some really great stories. And I think the thing that's so great about them is that we really see companies who are still doing things, who still have a commitment, who in some cases have amped up their commitment. One of the first stories we're going to tell is a story about Freightert Health and what Freightert is doing around a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's really interesting because we talked to Freightert President Kathy Jacobson. Kathy also happens to be the current board chair for the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. MMAC launched and has really kept plugging away at its Region of Choice initiative. They have over 200 companies that are now have signed onto this. And what they're signing onto is a commitment to increase the number of people of color who work for the companies. But beyond that, they also are working to increase the number of people of color in leadership positions. So Kathy has shepherded that through, but Freightert, really, this wasn't anything new to Freightert Health. Freightert has had a longstanding commitment that predates Kathy Jacobson being there 12 years ago to diversity, equity, and inclusion. But I think there are two interesting things about what Freightert is doing. First, they are taking a look at what they're doing around employment, but they're also measuring themselves in terms of how they're providing access that provides opportunities for people to improve their health in Milwaukee's Central City.
Oh, that's super interesting.
So that's kind of,
yeah,
cool.
So it's twofold. It's both the service that they provide, but also how they internally with their own staff are working together towards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're kind of hand in glove, right? I mean, if, and this is what the people at Freightert say, if we really expect that we're going to be able to make a difference in improving healthcare for people, we have to make sure that we have people who can connect and relate to everyone. And for them, equity is not, and their whole effort, it's not part of like the separate, sometimes you'll see companies do, oh, this is our social justice point, right? This is where we live in social justice. For Freighter, it is actually ingrained in everything that they do when it comes to measuring how well they're doing as an organization. It's not an add-on, it's embedded in it. Mm. So it's great to see that kind of a commitment. And Kathy Jacobson has really been a leader, not only in Milwaukee, but in the medical field. You know, she's one of the few women who has a huge healthcare system. So she's been able to reach out and work with healthcare colleagues around the country to really kind of keep this moving forward, keep the traction going, and have that goal that you have, and then measure and hold yourself accountable for getting there. So it was really exciting to learn more about Freighter's commitment to this and how other companies are also taking the step.
Which is so important. And so, and one of the other, there's a couple different organizations that are separate stories, but so there's an organization called We Exist.
And yes.
So can you tell me more about what they do?
I can. We Exist was founded a couple of years ago by two of my favorite people, Jasmine Johnson, who's just, you know, really a community leader and has been engaged in a lot of different things outside her regular 9-to-5 job, and Claire LaFlande, who is the former publisher and president of Milwaukee Business Journal. So, as you mentioned before, Milwaukee and Wisconsin are considered some of the most difficult places to be African American. Mm-hmm. And that makes a difference when companies are trying to recruit people. So what We Exist started initially as was an opportunity for people who are professionals of color, some new to Milwaukee, some who've been here for a while, to really begin to create a community where they could share some of the things that were happening with them. They could share opportunities to make sure that folks were aware of it. For people who are from out of town who are coming here, it's helping people make those everyday connections to things that if you're not a person of color, you may not think about. Mm-hmm. So where's a good barbershop? Mm-hmm. I can't go in to, God bless them, Cost Cutters and have them do my locks for me. They're not going to be able to do that, right? So how can I find that? How can I find a beautician? How can I find, you know, is there a fraternity or sorority that has a graduate chapter here? Or the Lynx or the Boulé to other social service organizations? How can I make those connections? And We Exist has been doing this somewhat quietly for the past couple of years. Primarily before the pandemic, they were doing a lot of it face-to-face.
So now
since the pandemic, they've moved everything online.
Which is great, which is still accessible. I would hope that, I mean, as they, because I know a similar group that I'm friends with, Social X Milwaukee, similar in that they, you know, as the, they were millennials, or they are still millennials, but when they started it, they were younger millennials, but they, similar as far as like creating community and especially in the professional setting of I've moved to this city, how do I make it my home? And how do I find my own community? How do I find the places where I feel comfortable and bridging that gap between just showing up in town and not really knowing what to do. And so like, and I think sometimes you forget that sometimes it's not just like readily available when you show up and went to a new place, especially if you've always been from here and you already, it's ingrained in you.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about it too, is now that they've been kind of forced to go online because of the pandemic, it really has kind of opened up opportunities for them to do other things. And this is where they're partnering with U.S. Bank. They're actually working to create job information platforms so people can find out about jobs that exist in the community. And they can find them all in one place. And you can also find yourself going to, when if you see, for example, job listings from U.S. Bank all over Wisconsin on We Exist, that kind of gives you a little check mark that, oh, this is a company that is committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion because they've taken that extra step to be here. And so that is the way in which U.S. Bank is now not only working with We Exist, but trying to give We Exist some additional support so it can grow even more. They'll eventually come back to doing in-person, but right now, professionals of color are just able to kind of access each other 24/7 through this through the portal and connections they make. And so it lets people in real time, these connections that now exist, they let people in real time address issues or concerns that they are having. If, you know, this culture are really different from what I came from when I worked in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. How can someone who is going through this kind of help me do this, especially if you are one of the or the only at your particular level in an organization? It's good to have someone who knows what you're going through because they may be going through that at their own organization to help you. And the hope is that it helps to retain people too. It's not just enough to bring people here. We want to stay.
Yes, absolutely. And so then the final, maybe it's not the final because I haven't gotten to watch the episodes because they haven't premiered. But as far as the description of the episodes that are coming up, there's also another organization called Street Keepers that sounds super interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Street Keepers is really interesting. I literally saw these folks when I was driving on 76th Street in the Thurston Woods neighborhood. They have this bright green van that says Street Keepers, and they're people who are literally cleaning up the neighborhood. Oh, but, wow. You know, they want everybody to know who they are, and they work with the Haven Woods Business District. And so they work with Haven Woods to kind of clean up the neighborhood. A cleaner neighborhood is something people take more pride in. You're likely to see crime go down. Hopefully people won't throw out as much trash if they see that the neighborhood is clean. So I thought that was kind of cool all by itself because Milwaukee has a huge litter problem.
And I always wonder why, where that comes from, and is it like and how you change it from the just enough to clean it up, right? It's like, how do we get people to stop throwing stuff out their window? Is it a pride in your community thing? Is it just, do we need to bring back fines? Like, you know what I mean? Because in some of the neighborhoods I've lived in, it is such a bummer to see people kind of just like, like it's the 90s before we were all those littering commercials came out.
And it's not just kids.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not just kids at all.
It's not just kids.
I think a lot of it's adults. I think, you know, quite frankly, I wish I knew what the solution was. But I do think seeing a clean neighborhood is going to have some people think twice, perhaps, about throwing something else out. I think, you know, in many cases, you hear people saying, it's not people who live in our neighborhood who are doing this. It's people who are driving through, passing through the neighborhood who just kind of chuck stuff. But, you know, they're out there every day, you know, not looking just on 76th Street, but at other key places like parks, you know, just getting things going, being very visible about what they do. But the really great thing is these are young people from the community. And going out and helping to make the community look great is part of what the program is about. But the program also really works to help them get some job skills. There's some job training that takes place as well. So the idea is you lift up the community by making the community look better, but you also lift up the community by making sure people who live in the community have viable job skills that can help them.
Absolutely.
And then we have one more segment. All right. We have time to talk about.
We're going to come back through the break, and you can tell us about the last segment, and then remind everyone when, where, and when we can watch the show. Our guest right now is Denise Calloway, who's the host of Conversations About Race on Connect MKE on CW18. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Join us after the break.